includes war zones in Iraq and Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says he's not aware of any compromise to U.S. security, but that is part of the review. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Some child development experts and advocates urge Facebook to pull the plug on its new messaging app that's aimed at kids. They argue that younger children are not ready to have social media accounts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There we go.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. That's a little bit loud. Somebody's in here. Just turn me down just a little, sweetie. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here. Right in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. The news, as always, is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, newly remodeled, but it's just newly remodeled, but still got the great service, great customer service, great people, great walk-in humidor. Hey, your phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I am in here with Sue McClain. This is our first time.
It is.
Well, you're not
it
turning.
Is. It Good is. Good morning.
Be gentle today, Sue. Okay.
Yes, be gentle with
just
me.
Be gentle. No, I'm talking about with me. Sue, what's the weather look like?
Today, mostly sunny with a high near 65, light winds. And for tonight, partly cloudy as temperatures drop down in the 40s. We've got a mostly sunny weekend store. It's going to be beautiful as we head towards the weekend. Gradually, it's going to warm up. A high of 76 by Saturday. So make plans to be outdoors.
Okay.
Yeah, it's currently 37 in downtown Reading.
Okay. It's going up to 65 today. It's going to be beautiful, just like yesterday. Hey, the weather's always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. Now, Bad Bob is off today and maybe tomorrow.
Yes.
And then, and so Sue, who is, Sue McClain, of course, is world famous for being over on, I've already forgotten, KLXR.
Yes.
For many years. And then you and Jimbo together.
We were together for over 11 years. I was with them for 13 years, but now I'm here.
And now you're here. But, you know, various times when Sue would walk by, I'd go, "No, you doing over there, Sue?" And Sue, of course, I'm very happy there. You know, unfortunately, the station went off the air.
It went dark.
It went dark.
And now I'm a bright light over here.
And as soon as I heard that, as soon as Mike said, "You know, hey, you know, I'm going to shut this down," I said, "You mind if I talk to Sue?" He goes, "No, not at all." And so we ran over to where Sue was. And now Sue is doing
our... You mean you took three steps over.
I took three steps over from his office into our office. Now his offices are gone, and we have everything in the front here. And you're in the middle of this move. But you've brought order to us here in the sense of we took all the furniture and everything and pushed it on the side of the walls into one area, and then we put up things in some of the studios. But we have not started the rehab yet, which means pulling all of the carpet out of here, putting in new carpeting and painting everything. Linda's got, if you've noticed, Linda has walked around and put the paint chips on the walls.
She has.
So if you want to come in and see what it looks like, there it is, including that the barn red. Back in the, maybe it's not barn red. I don't know, it's probably called somebody else, something else. But in the back where where all the coffee and water and snacks are going to be. Did you see that?
I did. It's kind of like a red flag.
A red flag,
a red on the American flag.
Yeah, it's like,
more of that. It's darker.
It's darker. But anyway, she's ready for that. And of course, we're moving forward with our attempt to pull this off with the FM translator. Which is looking good.
Yeah, and a lot of people haven't heard that yet.
Well, we're just saying is that this is what we want to do. We're investing in our business. We're investing in our city. We're investing in moving forward here. We like this town. Okay. But do you know what? There's people that don't like us.
What?
I know it's hard
What's
to
What's not to like?
Last night.
What happened?
Last night, Hollywood had their own State of the Union message.
Oh.
You know, of course, you know, President Trump's going to have his tonight.
Right.
Well, they called it the People State of the Union. But if you look who they are, it's Hollywood. If that's who their people are, Hollywood. Hollywood and some, you know, and some of the Grammy people that have just, you know, been whacking away at President Trump. And all of us, because this is what Mark Ruffalo, who is the president, or he was the MC of this whole thing. He called people who voted for Trump deplorable and the underbelly of America. And that's what that was the term, the underbelly of America. People who voted for Trump are racist and xenophobic and homophobic. And I mean, you know, all, you know, over half the country, or you know, half the country.
Well,
know,
that's
he's
what
describing.
I was thinking. I mean,
he's
that's
describing
a huge amount of people.
I know these people are such jerks. But you know what? After, and now's the time to see if this works. You know what? If Mark Ruffalo doesn't like me, I kind of feel like this.
Does this mean we're not friends anymore?
You know, Ed, if I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
There it is. That's just the way I feel. And frankly, Mark Ruffalo, I'd love to be sitting there with my 45 sitting in my lap and saying, I just don't know if I could bear it anymore. Do I? Okay. Here's the bottom line. If you didn't get that, that was Doc Holliday out of Tombstone. But here it is. Am I offended? No! I'm not offended because I look at him. We go back to who Mark Ruffalo is. Mark Ruffalo played the, you know what? As frankly, as far as I'm concerned, Mark Ruffalo had a part in a movie that clearly describes him. All right, here it is. It was in the movie Ride with the Devil. And he's captured by Southern soldiers. He's captured, and he's sitting there. And you know what? You know, they said if they, you know, if they kill the Southern soldiers, they're going to hang these guys. And the main character, the hero of the movie, I guess the main protagonist there, goes over to him because he knows him. He knows him from the hometown. He goes, look, he says, I'm going to see what I can do. And so he gets him freed. He frees this guy. So here's Ruffalo being freed by a man of much more honor and much more integrity and much more strength. He's being freed. He's being saved. So what's Ruffalo do? He goes back to the hometown. Searches for this young, you know, for the guy that saves him's father and kills him because, you know, in revenge for being captured. This is Mark Ruffalo, or the Mark Ruffalo type. They come out and they denigrate people that have stood and they've stood up and they have fought for this country, and they have they've defended his right, which he has never once fought for, never once stood up for. And then he says that because they voted for Trump, the military, or any of the people, they're deplorables. They're the underbelly of America. You know, Ruffalo, frankly, as Rhett Butler said in Gone with the Wind, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after this.
Oh, Johnny, I apologize. I forgot you were there.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
The name says it all. Veterans Diesel and Auto. When it comes to keeping your wheels rolling, you can depend on Justin to give you quality, guaranteed work. Customers on Yelp praise Veterans Diesel and Auto, saying it's excellent, honest, and fair repairs. Now, veterans, you can also receive an additional 10% off all labor costs on any car or truck repair. Veterans Diesel and Auto Repair, 5246 West Side Road. Look them up online by searching Veterans Diesel Reading, a veteran-owned local small business.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Please join us for the State of Jefferson 2018 Banquet and Fundraiser. It'll be held Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall. Doors open at 5 with a catered tri-tip or chicken dinner served at 5:30. You'll enjoy great food and awesome prizes, as well as live and silent auction items. All proceeds will benefit the Jefferson Legal Fund. Tickets are $35 each, or get a pair for $60. Cost for a table of 8 is $500 and includes 8 dinners and $600 in prize tickets. In Shasta County, call Chris Kellstrom at 530-526-2352 for tickets or more information. In Tehama County, call Patty Smith at 530-586-2166. We'll see you Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And remember, the time has come for 51.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda's on assignment today, or should I say expedition?
Expedition just sounds cooler.
Like expedition. Okay, she's on expedition today. Tonight. Today, 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 37 degrees right now, going up to 65 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's exactly what it is, community bank. It's run by your friends. It's run by your neighbors. It has great customer service. It has extended hours. They have 3 branches. The newest one, of course, is 1845 California Street in downtown Reading. And Cornerstone Bank wants you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. So head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. Look at bankcornerstone.com, bankcornerstone.com. Okay, tonight is President Trump is giving his State of the Union speech. A lot of some people are afraid that because he's there to be able, he wants to go out and he wants to reach out to Democrats. He's ready to cut some deals, and people are a little bit concerned that this is going to mean is that he's going to maybe back off on some of those promises he made during the election. So people are watching to see what happens. I would imagine he's going to talk about infrastructure. I would imagine he's going to talk about, hey, look, I'm willing to reach out to help, you know, on this. And we have to figure out this immigration problem. We've got to do something about people that were brought here when they were children, when they were a baby, and they're living here. You can't toss them out of the country. And this is their country, even if they're here illegally. I know people say, why not? They're here illegally. Well, I'm just not built like that. So the thing is that there's got to be something. But the first thing that has to happen is take control of the borders. And if they can't take control of the borders, then everything else is off. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's no deal on the table unless part of it is taking control of the border. It may not need a fence for the whole, you know, what is it, 1,900 miles. May not need a fence for that. But it may need a fence in certain areas.
Right. So, there's more areas where they enter.
Yeah.
And that's where we need it.
That's it, where they're, you know, the heavy crossing, and then move it down to the next spot. Because as soon as you block off one, they're gonna just push them into another area. Well, then you block that one off. But you keep people on the border. You keep the drones going. You keep the cameras. I mean, heck, we had cameras in Iraq that could tell you what kind of duck it was at 1,000 yards. I mean, it could tell if it's a male or female at 1,000 yards. So I would imagine that we could probably find these if you put these the cameras back a mile from the border.
And drone the whole area.
Drone the area. You know, get those kids with the big thumbs out there so they can control the drones. And no, we're not talking about drones that can shoot things. We're just talking about finding them and keeping them back. Now, there's always special guests. Always special guests at State of the Union.
Right.
And we have our own Preston Sharp is going to be there. Preston Sharp has been a guest. His mom, his mom comes in and works with us on occasion. They've been on the show several times. And she comes in and she goes, Carl, something's going to happen that's really, really, really great. And I said, is it going to be not here, though? She goes, no, it's someplace else. I said, someplace on the East Coast? And she goes, yes, but I can't tell you. I said, okay. She said, but I'll text you. All right. Well, by the time she texted me yesterday, it was all over the news that Preston Sharp was going to be there. If you don't know who Preston Sharp is, Sue, illuminate him.
Preston Sharp is an 11-year-old from Reading, and he has been honoring fallen veterans by placing flags on the graves of military veterans, and he is going to be a guest of the First Lady tonight. And I think that is wonderful. And I've met him many times, and he started this because he wanted to honor someone in his family.
That's right, his grandfather.
Yes.
It was his grandfather. And he said, why are these graves in bad shape? Why aren't there flowers and flags on all of our veterans' graves? He didn't understand it. I mean, this is what, now 4 years ago?
And yes, and he's only 11, and that's the heart of a child.
And you look at him, and he's still shy. I mean,
he is shy. He's still,
and you ask him questions, and he's kind of looking at you, and then you hit the right question, and it kind of like turns him on. And I don't mean turns him on, but it allows him, then he gets into his... Boom, and then he's fine. But he is a shy kid. But he's an 11-year-old kid. My gosh, he's going to meet Trump. He's gotten awards as he deserves. And his mom. If I can say this, everybody, I mean, this stuff doesn't come for free. Like people will say, we'd love to have Preston Sharp. They're up in this other state. I won't mention it. Well, it's Oregon. And they come on up to our graves and lead this group. They're going to do it. Wow. Well, they expected him to provide the flowers and the flags.
Everything. And the stay, and to pay for his own stay, even though he's their special guest.
Yeah. So, see, this doesn't, and you know what, and I talk about, if you're going to, you know, if you want to do things to help, if you want to give, and it's a 501, I'm not sure how this is. Anyway, I guess I should know how you can donate to him. And donate to what he's doing. It's probably got a name to it.
He's got a site on Facebook.
Yes, he does. But, you know, it's one of these things they say, well, what can I do to help, you know, veterans and veteran events here in town? People ask me that all the time. And I'll tell them this. I'll tell them, you know, I'll give them two or three local ones where I know the money stays right here. And Preston Sharp will be another one I add on to that, you know, because, like I said, he has provided thousands. How many thousands of flowers and flags has this young man presented from Reading down? I mean, he's working his way down into Sacramento to every veteran cemetery all the way down.
And so, he's even organized. This is according to the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Preston's organized and placed more than 40,000 American flags and red carnation on soldiers' graves. And it's part of his goal to honor veterans in all 50 states.
There you go.
What a proud mom she is.
And I say, you know, do you keep up with him? She goes, and it's difficult. Okay, now here's the other part. It's difficult to keep a job. I'm not keep a job. That's not keep a job. But have a regular job. Keep the kid in school, but try and do all these things. I mean, it's taken on a life of its own.
It has.
So, you know, it's one of those things. Anyway, we're proud of both of them.
And I think if you want to help out and volunteer, they take volunteers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Definitely contact
them. And they also do. They do challenges where you go out and you put things out there. And I think, you know, it's absolutely fast. You know, it's super. Okay. Somebody to be really proud of. People go, well, hey, already. Well, he's just one of the thousand points of light. You know, I know people talk about points of light. There's 1,000 points of light in this city. Yeah, people doing things, you know, and I, you know, what's the point of light? How about the people that run the One Safe Place?
Yes.
How about a point of light is the Military Order of the Purple Heart, who takes their money and they give it as scholarships, and they buy a van for other veterans to be able to get down, you know, get around. What about that? What about, you know, people like, Jake Mangus? I think of Jake Mangus as kind of a point of light because Jake does all these things for our city. You know, he's head of the Chamber of Commerce and all that. But we have, you know, we ought to sit there. We ought to figure out who are our points of light in Reading that make a difference. And I shouldn't even start mentioning because there's so many of them that do things here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the other thing, too, is because you can invite people. Who would you invite if you were President Trump to the State of the Union?
Who would I invite?
Yeah, besides you and me.
Oh, my goodness. The list is long. I know a lot of people I wouldn't invite.
Well, they're inviting wounded warriors.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
And there's one that's Maxine Waters said something about the military. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who has a tendency to put her mouth into gear or open her mouth for brains in gear, and a veteran called her out on it. And so he's going to be the guest of one of the California congressmen. But then it's been said is that, some of the Democrats are going to bring some of the dreamers in, some of the ones that are here illegally. And then I heard that one of the congressional district out of Alabama said, well, fine, I'm going to bring ICE agents.
Good.
And then, so, right, it's either before or after they come in and they arrest them right there on the spot. You know what?
It's going to be a nice black tie event. They'll be waiting at the door.
They're not black. This isn't. They just go in there. And they, okay, here's the thing you got to watch, is that when President Trump says something, watch, half of them are not going to do anything. There's going to be just like stony looks. The other half are going to be on their feet, screaming, standing on tables, beating their chest, So Trump's got to reach. He's got to find some way of reaching across. And by the way, this isn't just Trump. Obama would do the same thing. And if you remember that congressman that yelled out, you're lying. He said it during the State of the Union. And this was several years ago when Obama was president. He said, you're a liar. You're lying. As it turns out, Obama was. But you don't scream something like that during the State of the Union.
No. There's a time and a place for everything. Wasn't the president of France, someone threw a shoe? In the middle of it. Do you remember that from
Bush,
years ago?
Somebody threw a shoe at Bush, and in the Arab countries.
Yes, do you remember that?
I remember that, but it was, and somebody may have thrown it. It was kind of like a shoe-throwing flurry that went on right there. If you're in a Middle Eastern country and you put your feet up and you're pointing your soles at somebody, you know how guys put their feet up on the desk? That's an insult. Anyway, yes. Okay, so we talked about how Hollywood had their own scores and how much it affected me.
How could it not, as a veteran?
It does not affect me at all, and I'll tell you why.
Because what he says doesn't matter.
First of all, you have to respect the people that are saying it. I have no respect for them. I don't know who they are. I mean, they may be really nice people to their families and all that, but I don't know them. You know, them saying something bad about me is something like a... It's not even a gnat that's flying around my head. And you know why? A gnat flying around your head, you got to kind of like, you wave it away. These people are just, they're totally so far below my radar screen. I could care less. I could literally care less what it is. At least a gnat or a mosquito. You got to kind of like take action on this. On these guys, I just bring it up to poke fun at them, to be able to bring on my Doc Holliday thing.
I love that. That is one of my favorites, Tombstone.
Oh, yeah. And then the last where he says, I just didn't see you there. John, I just didn't see you there. And that's kind of what it is. As I mentioned yesterday, self-licking ice cream cones, the Emmys, the Academy Awards, the Grammys, all a bunch of them telling each other how great they are, and except when they find out they're not great under the Me Too movement, when it shows that they've been sexually harassing women for decades, if not a century, because it's films have been around for a century, and then everybody acts surprised about it. Meryl Streep, oh, I didn't know that was happening. What a liar!
Well,
I didn't know that was happening.
They've been employed for 30 umpteen years.
Oh, I didn't know that was happening, and then all these others that are happening. Everybody, Matt Lauer. And now they're talking about, the lady that's on there goes, one of the newscasters, and I don't remember her name because I don't watch it, says, there was this climate of sexual harassment, a climate. And I'm thinking, well, why didn't you bring this thing up then 5-6 years ago? You were established. It wasn't like you were just starting your career. This was established, has been going on. I mean, people love, really like this lady. She's the African-American host of the Today Show. She's one of the ones there.
Okay.
Anyway, so she says, oh, no, it's been like that. And Katie Couric, it took her forever to say anything. And this is some of the things that Matt Lauer said to her about her were just, wow. And then these other things. So when I look at the hypocrisy of Hollywood and people like Ruffalo and all these other people, I have utter disregard for anything they say. And I think as people... As those people that live average, solid lives, that you're working, and you're working hard to get ahead, and somebody says something like that to you, because you have maybe you have the idea is that we shouldn't have an open border, or maybe that we needed to change because we were going down the tubes under the Democrats, that maybe that's something to give another party another chance to come up and say these things about them, and continue to say things about them. Like, you know, Sue, I think of it like, you know, and I don't know who you voted for. It's not my business.
Yes, you do.
Okay. I kind of know. All right. No. But then to have somebody tell me that you're deplorable.
Yes. I did vote for Trump.
I did. Yeah. But he's talking, Ruffalo's talking about you.
Exactly. And that's why it's one of those things.
It's so stupid. Anyway. You know, here's the thing is the guy, they get a little pudgy guy in sometime and talk about it. Anyway. And they won't. You know what? They surround themselves with their own little other self-licking ice cream cones. and they sit there and tell each other how smart they are. We got to take a break. We're going to be coming back in a couple minutes. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. I can't say enough about them. Been in the business over a quarter century. A better-known business. They're there for you for any type of problems you're having for heating, cooling systems. They can give you warranties, guarantees. They've got it all. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. They really care about this community. We'll be right back.
Wipe my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Turn me down a little bit there. Turn me down. There we go. Too much. Somebody's turning me down. Okay, we got it. Okay.
I turn you down. I turn you off. Up. I turn you on.
Well, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, so Linda's listening.
It's finding the balance here, right?
Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
I apologize, Linda.
Linda is on expedition today. So Sue McClain, who has come over and is running all of our news and running, of course, the office and everything else. It also is for today, Bad Bob's away for a couple of days, is also running the boards. Now, this is fine because all this is just a little technique and you've got it all. We just have to work. We haven't worked together, though. And there's certain spots, you know, Bob knows where to take it to one spot, you know, for me. And you're still finding that thing, you know, on the board about where it sounds okay. Anyway, you're doing a great job. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boss Diani Arms. But I can't think of any other place around here that I would go to buy a firearm than Boss Diani Arms or any of the accessories that go along with it, including reloading. Great customer service. He's got guys and girls have been there for years since he started over 8 years ago, John and Sarah, when they started their business, Boss Diani Arms. He is a great gunsmith. He's got two others that work there now because there's so much business that comes in. Boss Diani Arms has the ability to meet or beat any of those big box stores. You got to give him a chance. Locally owned, locally operated, Boss Diani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call, 222-8222. Okay, we've had some other changes, other things going on. Brent Weaver has said he's not going to run for city council.
I was really surprised.
A lot of people weren't. I didn't know. It doesn't really surprise me, and I'll tell you why. Brent's come under some heavy fire, but that's not why. I don't think Brent backs away from a fight. I mean, I just don't think that. I think that when he came on, there was a great deal of consternation in the city council. He's made some statements that were kind of, they were attention grabbers. Like, you know, I'm giving Redding a timeout when it came to the public, you know, speaking in the public comment section in front. At the beginning of the meeting, vice the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, but they brought that back up again, and I think that they're back in the front of the meeting, at the beginning of the meeting. And then, of course, the other one, he says, I don't expect people to follow through on those silly campaign promises. And, you know, that one was kind of strange, too. So why is Brent leaving? Brent says it's because of his family and his business. And, you know, it's the time it takes to do this. I mean, this is an unpaid job, my friends. I mean, they may get $500 a month, but that's nothing. That means they're getting paid probably $2 an hour for the amount of work they put in there.
They do.
They spend a lot of time.
As they are under fire by the public, and sometimes it's one thing to say I said that to you because it's not personal. When someone insults me and says something to my face that I'm offended by, I'm going to say, yeah, that I take that personal.
It is personal.
And it is personal. And to be on the council, it's difficult, and I don't envy them. But he did a good job.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, you know, some people may have agreed or not agreed with Brent. But Brent, you know, what he said was, family, this and this. Now, here's the other thing. Since Brent's been there, the new city manager, new police chief, They've got this K2 things going. They've got all these other things happening. Maybe Brent's taking a look at it and saying, you know what? I have accomplished a number of things, or the city council has accomplished a number of things since I've been here. And he's taking a look down the road here 2 years or next year. Next year is not going to be pretty. Next year is just not going to be pretty, or the next year after that. There are things facing this city. The pilot lawsuit, which could cost $6 million a year. Yep, and which will then put us out of business unless the voters have to turn around and come back and say, okay, we say it's okay to keep that $6 million coming in there. You've got money that's going to that neighborhood police unit. It's going to go away, the $500,000 that Bethel gave. the money for the new Katrina is going to go away. The money for another patrolman is going to go away. All this is money that's been donated from businesses here in town or entities like Bethel, Wind River, and then the Hotel Association. So you've got that. Then you've got this battle going on about the jail space. Now, that's not going to go away. There's nothing that Brent Weaver could do except maybe win $400 million in the lotto and give $100 million of it to the county and say, okay, build a facility that can hold 200 people. And then, here's the $100 million to run it. You know, get the state to build it, we'll run it. Here's your $100 million. That's the only way that could do it. That's not going to happen, I don't think. I don't think that would happen. It would happen. That's not going to happen. All right. But we've got so many other things facing us. And there's a lot of people in this town that are going to make it really clear that if before they will even look at providing more money out of their own pocket, the city's going to have show how they are going to cut it to the bone to be able to push more money into public safety. And I've talked to some people that are—they're really in the know. I mean, they're working with a lot of different groups, and the whole thing comes out and says, "Look, you want more money out of my pocket for higher taxes? Then there better be a lot more being done. Like, how many people do you need to run City Hall? Okay." The fact is that the city manager is loyal to his people, but he's also hired by us, hired by the city council, who we put in there. So did we hire, can we cut back 10%? And I'm not a Trump. I hate for people to lose jobs, but can we cut back 10%? You know, sometimes it's the sacrifice of a few for the good of the many. And I even hate that because a lot of times, that sounds really good unless you're one of the few. But have they cut back on that? As people retire, if people retire on time, do they really need to replace them? And then the second point is that, the unions, when they're bargaining with the unions have got to stand up and say, we see what kind of problems we're having here. And either we go, either we give or, the city's going to be in worse problems. And don't tell us it takes a tax raise. What about shifting money from places like, people say, Parks and Rec? Or other places. How about privatizing? The city has got to make they've got to make this clear to everybody. This is everything we've done, and guess what? It's still not enough money. And if they prove that to everybody, to most 50 plus one, they can, and they can raise the tax if indeed that's what their plan is.
Well, they tried to raise the tax, and then everybody said, okay, they voted against it.
Failed miserably.
But then people got raises.
And so that's
where a lot of people were saying, well, wait a minute. What's going on here? I mean, I don't know. It's such a catch-22, and that's just what it is when you're in the city. And when you're talking about big figures, you're talking about, the union. And they're getting theirs and people getting raises because they've worked there a certain amount of time. And, how do you come up with that money? Where does that money come from? And just like you said, is there a place where we can cut back? Are there jobs that are coming up that maybe we can, shift things around and have one person cover that opening, a job they've already done? They pick up a little bit more slack, but now we've got that extra cash that we can move around and help our city. Because right now there's so many people that are talking about crime. They're talking about not feeling safe. They're talking about their cars getting broken into. And even happened to someone I know the other day. Their car was broken into and their computer was stolen. But this is on a daily basis. So that's just, another thing that needs to be addressed.
Well, there's some here. I tell you what, our chat room is on fire here today. Things like free salaries, benefits, cut managers, top end. Again, on that one, guys, you start cutting salaries. It's not the managers that, once a person has a salary, I have started having problems with that. Freezing the salaries and all those kind of things, I'm okay with that. So it's kind of like when they tried to go back and take away, after it was over, take away some of the benefits of the military. I mean, that was just crazy. Now, okay, well, the military's not making $150,000, $60,000 a year. Maybe not. But when you start pulling things back after you've signed a contract with them, you know, you can freeze it. Yeah, freeze it. Freeze everybody's. Is that something? It says health care should be a defined contribution type plan. Maybe that's it, too. And that exposure and eliminates exposure for taxpayers. So many things that they say they can do. I'm just reading some of the stuff.
I think it's great. People have ideas.
People have ideas. And this is the kind of thing that the city is looking for. They're looking for this. This is what they're reaching out for. This is why they want to have this big city meeting and get as many people in one spot as they can and say, what are the ideas? And maybe having a defined health plan for everybody that is hired from this day forward, like they did with all the union things. Like police are being hired now at age 57, it's 2.5. You know, that saved millions of dollars. The ones that are already there, you can't cut them back. And when they're 24 years in, 25 years in, and then say, oh, by the way, now you have to work to age 57. No. That's not what they came in at. You can't change that.
Okay.
But all the new guys, and then the cross, and then the ones that are coming from other lateral moves, they get less. So, yeah, they don't get the full enchilada.
Yes, but if we're looking for a change and we're looking for improvement,
it's going to be drastic.
There's got to be something.
They also are being cut back, but not to the if they've
to
come
the bone.
From an, yeah, they're not. Well, they're being. I think theirs goes from 50 to age 52 or 54, something like that, and a little bit less money. So they work longer for it. You know, the thing that I think offends everybody, we got to take a break here. I think the things that really offends people is all these big salaries we're paying people like Starman and what's the guy's name, the lawyer that was here before? What's his name? Anyway, yeah, so, $160,000 in retirement, they're age 52, 53, I'm going off to law school, I'm going to do this, and they move. They move away from Reading.
And you need to put your money back in.
But the whole thing is that, that nobody can force somebody to live here, but, as soon as you get, okay, I'm out of this place.
Exactly. Help us out. Improve the area.
They can improve the area by... Well, and, then you get people that are double dipping over in the board of supervisors, Modi and Kehoe. They're double dipping. Oh, they're getting $50,000 a year, and they've already got their retirements.
Yes, they do.
I think you're trying to tell me something. Sue's trying to get me off the air before I get really in trouble. No, but you know what? There's a lot of. I'm just watching the ideas flowing through here, and I am. You know what? These are ideas that need to be presented to.
And we want to hear from you.
Yeah, presented to the quote leadership at City. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full service jewelry store in Reading is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. You can get it. You can have everything from estate jewelry to things that are designed right then. Jewelry that's designed right there and made with jewels from all over the world. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Join the Shasta College Opera Workshop for their performance of Engelbert Humperdinck's delightful children's fairy tale opera, Hansel and Gretel, at the Shasta College Theater. The college's talented young singers will perform the famous prayer and all of Humperdinck's beautiful music as they tell the story of two children lost in a magic forest, captured by a wicked and very funny witch. Performances are January 26th, 27th, and February 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 p.m. and January 28th at 3 p.m. Tickets are available online at shastacollege.edu/tickets or at the door. $12 general admission and $8 for students and seniors. All performances are in the Shasta College Theater. Don't miss this wonderful children's fairy tale opera, Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, performed by the Shasta College Opera Workshop, January 26th and 27th and February 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 and January 28th at 3 p.m. For more information, visit shastacollege.edu/theater.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 37 degrees, but it's going up to 65 today. It's going to be nice out there. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be great. Unfortunately, it means no snow. Could use some really a lot of snow up there in the snowpack and up there on Mount Shasta. Okay, here's my last one. I've saved this one till now. You know, somebody's mentioned it already in here. In a little place called Pico Rivera in Southern California. It appears that a couple kids were in the classroom of this guy by the name of Salcedo. And Salcedo, who is he's a city council member, but you know how they cycle through to be mayor just like they do here in Redding. So that's more of an honorary title. But he's been a councilman and a mayor there, but he also teaches history in Pico Rivera, El Rancho High School. Well, he sees a couple of young men with USMC T-shirts or sweatshirts on, sweaters on. And he goes, well, what are you doing? And the young man says, well, I'm planning on enlisting in Marines after I graduate. You know, my father was a Marine. My uncle was a Marine. My other uncle was a Marine. They fought in Vietnam. They fought in Desert Storm. They fought in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I want to be a Marine. And Mr. Salcedo, at that point, goes off. And I, unfortunately, I wish we could, we can't play this today. Maybe we'll get it ready.
He completely berated.
Yeah. It starts out by calling the military a bunch of dumb hicks, except there was another letter in this. All right. Then he calls them the low of the low. Not intellectual, not smart. Your stupid Uncle Louie. You know, all of these things. He just goes on and on, the lowest of our low. Well, the kid, when he's back and he starts up, turns on the phone and records Mr. Salcedo's wonderful remarks. And he takes it home that day because he's really, you know, he didn't, you know what, and the kid's smart. He didn't argue with him. He didn't say, are you crazy? The only reason you can talk today, the only reason you've got this job and being able to teach is because of the military, much smarter, braver men than you and women. But he didn't do that. He just goes home and he plays it to his mom and his dad to say, this is what's going on in my classroom. Well, a friend gets it, puts it on the YouTube, 6.5 million hits later. This thing has just gone crazy. Mr. Salcedo is now suspended from the school. There's an inquiry going on by the school board. People are calling for his removal as a city councilman. One of the other city councilmen who is there, served in the Army, was across the street, and he just said, I just wanted Mr. Salcedo to understand that I have two sons, in the military. Both of them West Point graduates. I wouldn't say that the military is low of the low. And now, I mean, now the cops are in it because now they're trying to, they're having to protect his house. They're having to drive around. And the school principal, you know, he's trying to say, you know what, we just want to have our classes. I can't help what this guy said. You know, we don't agree with it. We're doing an investigation on it. But I would say Mr. Salcido, as somebody's pointed out in the chat room, said, they should invite him to the State of the Union. Yeah. Let him be introduced as the man who says the military is the low of the low, you know, dumb bot, all of these things. And not an election, any of this. Now, this is from a jerk. A jerk. But here's the part that bothers me. Does it bother me, you know, Salcido is also on that, he's on that same level as Ruffalo and the rest of those jerks. But what does bother me is that he's got this bully pulpit in a school classroom. And he's saying things to these kids whose families have served, and they're getting ready to serve. He's calling them the lowest of the low. What is this? How can he do this? What kind of teacher would do that? Would he say it if, oh, I'm going to be a, I'm going into drama class. Oh, drama, those actors are the lowest of the low. You know, I don't say that. I say I don't, you know, I just don't pay attention to them. I think that they live in a little self-flicking ice cream world, but not all of them, but I think they do. I'm not saying they don't do good things, but you know, for their general purpose in my life, it's not existent. But for a school teacher to say that to their students,
you're spreading that. I'm sorry, you're spreading hate. And coming from a military family, my father was in the Army, my uncle was a Navy pilot. My stepson in the Navy, my nephew in the Navy, my other nephew was in the Army. Now, my foster daughter is going into the Air Force. When I hear these stories, it just, to me...
infuriates you.
It does. And it's an insult, and people should be offended. And if your parents, that's your history. So you're not only insulting me and my intelligence of wanting to join the military, you're insulting my family history.
Well, that, and then you have things like somebody says, they only joined the military because they couldn't do anything else. I mean,
so false.
And I'm looking, and I know who's saying this, he's a veteran, and so he's saying this like, yeah, this is what they say. But you know what? If they did, they looked at who your average soldier, sailor, Marine, airman was. One, they've all got a high school education. Two, they've been trained in these different things. And if you look at it, they are like so far above the average person of their age group. They are so far above what they know, their education, the things they do. And if it's just a grunt, well, a grunt has to be pretty smart to be able to figure out all the things that are going on, the different weapon systems, all the things that are going on. You know, am I saying everybody in the Marine Corps are brilliant Einstein types? No. I mean, I was in the Marine Corps. You know, so that should prove that. But the fact is that...
they even let you in?
They even let me in. And they let me stay for 31 years, okay? So, but here's the thing is that to denigrate the veterans like this guy did, I don't know if he thought he was being funny.
No,
I don't think so.
I was going to play it, but I couldn't because of the language that was used.
Yeah, we had to blink, 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 blink. So, yeah, that's the way this jerk is. So I hope Mr. Salcido loses his job. Yeah, I do. I hope you lose your job, Mr. Salcido. Go out and get another job. And maybe you'll be lucky enough to like go to Home Depot, who is founded by a veteran. Oh, maybe. Maybe you could go work for one of those stupid veterans, that can offer you a job. You know, look at all the businesses here in town, successful businesses. These guys, and they're veteran-owned businesses. Maybe one of them will offer you a job, and then you can tell them about how stupid they are and how they're the lowest.
And I do have Roberta on the line.
Roberta, come on in, Roberta. I got enough time here. Roberta, you're on. Hello? Roberta?
Roberta may have hung up.
No, you may have cut her off.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay, Roberta,
I'm sure she'll try back.
We cut you off. Sorry.
No, hey, I'm on. Okay.
Roberta.
Switch's on. Yep, Roberta.
No, see, you have to do is you put them on hold.
Yeah?
You push that other button.
Did it?
And then you did that.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes it's not on. You have to flip them over. You've got a 50% chance of being right.
Okay.
Okay. Bob.
On has Bob, been Bob has on.
Had, Bob has been. Bob has had some days where he just doesn't. Okay.
Oh,
Roberta's calling
again.
Back. Okay. Let's see if we can do it again.
KCNR.
All right. Anyway. Okay.
Okay.
When we come back, we're gonna have Haven Humane on and Mark. Mark Story, who, by the way, is also a veteran running this business. Maybe he'll offer Mr. Salcido a job as dog walker, since he can do it. Okay, come on, bring her on real quick. You got 30 seconds.
Okay.
Let's hear what Roberta says.
Do we have Roberta?
Okay, Roberta, good morning. Roberta, good morning.
Okay, can you hear him now?
Roberta, good morning.
Okay, there.
Roberta, good morning.
Well,
turn
apparently.
It, flick the other one. Roberta, no, you got to just turn it one time.
I did.
Just Roberta,
okay.
This is a call-in show. We got to figure this one out. We're going to take a break after the news. We will work on it during the break on how to get people on when they call, because it is a call-in show. It kind of helps
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
On has been on. So, well, anyway, hang on. Roberta, we'll get back to you. Once again, thank you for joining us. Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. It's Linda and Carl in the morning.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Set both liberal and conservative lawmakers. Other topics Mr. Trump says he'll discuss include trade, national security, and the booming economy. Greg Clugston, The White House.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says he supports release of a memo that purportedly details alleged surveillance abuses by the feds. Ryan suggests it's important in weeding out bad apples at the FBI, although he says most of the agency employees are dedicated public servants.
We respect their job. We respect who they are and what they do. And all the more reason why we need to have transparency and accountability to hold people accountable if they violated the rules, if they acted in a wrong, improper way. And that is what we're doing here.
The Justice Department and Democrats advised against the memo being made public. Home prices up sharply in November, lifted by a shortage of houses on the market.
Standard & Poor's says its S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index increased 6.2% in November from a year earlier after climbing 6.1% in October. The National Housing Index has registered annual gains of 5% or more for 16 months. David Blitzer, chairman of the index committee at S&P Dow Jones Indices, noted that housing construction is running well below historical levels.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 246 points. The NASDAQ is off 40. The S&P, 20 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Kenya's government cut the transmission of three TV channels airing live broadcasts of the inauguration of an opposition leader as alternative president, following months of deadly election turmoil.
it's certainly a show that they're still around, that they're angry and their supporters are angry with the result of the election. But I think the feeling among most Kenyans is that it's time to move on from the chaos that the protests surrounding these elections and the build-up to them last year caused in terms of the economy, in terms of businesses. And indeed, shops and offices are closed in parts of the city today because people are worried that there will be violence later on.
That's the BBC's Alistair Leithhead. An Uzbek man who rammed a stolen truck into a crowd in downtown Stockholm in April, killing 5, injuring 14, has been charged with terrorism, attempts to carry out a terrorist act, and causing others to be endangered. News and analysis, townhall.com. President Trump's first State of the Union address is a big event in Washington, but the tickets were delayed by a typo.
The ticket reads, Address to the Congress on the State of the Union. Union, an M instead of the second N. Lawmakers had fun with the glitch. Florida Senator Marco Rubio tweeted out a picture of the ticket while repeating the mistake. Arizona Republican Congressman Raul Grijalva took a jab at the administration and President Trump's education secretary. Grijalva wrote, Looks like Betsy DeVos was in charge of spell checking. The mistake didn't come from the White House. The House Sergeant at Arms is responsible for printing, distributing, and now reprinting the tickets. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Wall Street sell-off continues for a second day. The Dow is down about 265 points. It's off 1%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Linda's on expedition today, or assignment, or exploring, or where, however you want to put this. I'm here with our Sue McLean's running the boards for the first time, and she's sitting there going, ah. Okay. Bob Belongi's on the chat room.
The button.
By the way, our thoughts and best wishes are going out for Brenda, who's having a medical procedure today, and we just, you know, think the world of her, Brenda Belongi. So, Brenda, you know, best wishes there. Good luck. Not that you're going to need it. It's just going to be a simple thing and all that. But we just want to let you know that we're all thinking about you. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, newly remodeled. Same great customer service, same great walk-in humidor. I need to make another run down there because it's they've been used. Okay, now people are calling at 8 o'clock. Let's see what happens this time. We have figured this out. So somebody's online. Anyway, we're going to try this. Just put them on hold for right now.
Okay.
Put them on hold. All right, because you're going to tell us what the weather is, and then we'll go right to Roberta. So our weather today from Sue McLean is?
Today you can expect it to be sunny and beautiful and a high of 66 as overnight lows drop into 40s. Tomorrow you can expect more of the same. You can expect sunny skies as temperatures heat up once again to around 66 degrees. And heading into Thursday, a high of 71 with a light northeast wind. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down to 46. And for Friday and heading into the weekend, mostly sunny for Friday, a beautiful 73. Saturday, a high of 76. And for Sunday, plan to be outdoors. It's going to be great. High of 75. You can hit the links. And if you haven't heard, Tiger Woods making a comeback. He finished in the top 20 at the latest round.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's Tiger Woods?
Oh, my goodness. Where have you been?
I haven't been anywhere. I said, where's he been? I've been here. Hey, look, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that has won awards for hiring veterans. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they also have a payment plan, in case you haven't seen that. You know, sometimes with the cost of the fuel is a lot, or the propane's a lot, they have payment plans, too. So you got to give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Now, we have somebody on the line, and we're going to try it. So, good morning, Roberta. Good morning, Roberta.
Well, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. You know what? Sue McLean, who has been in the radio business a long time, she has not run our boards a lot. So, she's doing everything great, except that she, you know, as soon as we couldn't get you on because there's a certain sequence you have to click. Well, you were on a line that she wasn't clicking. So now we've got it all figured out. So thank you for helping us.
I'm calling because I have a long history of family in the military, and right now I have three nieces in the Air Force, and two of them are pilots. And
It's those deplorable underbelly.
Right, right.
Okay.
Oh, God. It's just so sad. But I also wanted to talk about a book that I'm reading right now. The title is Kill Your Teacher. And it's written by Rabbi Sheffrin, who was a high school Spanish teacher in the inner cities in L.A. for 20 years. And he became under such attack by his students that he kept trying to get help from the school district. He went to his union rep. He ended up going to his legislator, and the legislator couldn't even get a call back from the school district or the principal. And the kids finally burned his classroom down. And so things are serious. And the school situation, we have to do something about the school situation. So whenever the candidates come to Reading, be sure you bring up the school situation. These are our future legislators. They're our future parents. And my goodness, if we don't turn our society around, we're going to be in a real mess.
I agree. But
so anyway,
I agree.
Keep up the good work, Sue.
Well, thank you.
I'm happy to hear you on the station. And Carl, you were really smart in bringing Sue aboard.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad somebody thinks I'm smart. Mr. Salcido thinks I'm a deplorable. I'm the low of the low. I'm not on. Okay. Thanks a lot, Roberta.
Good morning,
guys.
Thank you, Roberta.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you're looking for in-home health care that's, you know, actually going to help, that it's compassionate, it's cost effective, it keeps your family or yourself in the place you enjoy, you know, that you're going to get well, the place that you're happiest, your home. And you need to talk to Home Helpers. Give her a call, 226-8350, Sharon Clark, ReadingHomeHelpers.com. You know what, if Mark Story needed help, which he does. But I mean, if you needed help like that, it would be Sharon Clark and Home Helpers that I called. Okay. Hey, I have Mark Story in here, CEO of Haven Humane. You know what? You low intelligent, low born, person. What are you looking at? And you're making directions here for Sue. What do you need?
A mic.
I don't care about your mic because, you know, I'm talking right now. We'll get you turned on in a second.
Okay.
To hear somebody like this guy Salcido, and I said something about here Mark Story could hire him, you know, to walk his dogs. But then I thought about it. That would be a slap in the face for all those volunteers, all those cool people that walk your dogs.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Okay, you need to turn him down a little bit. There you go.
Yeah, no, I would never hire him.
You wouldn't?
No,
I mean he's got a degree.
A degree doesn't make you smarter by default. A degree gives you the opportunity to have an education.
Yeah, all it is a piece of paper that says you were there.
Yeah,
doesn't mean you're smart.
Yeah, I just think that's just a slap in the face of so many Americans that allowed him to be in the position he's in. So yeah, I mean, that's just despicable.
Despicable. I like that.
And yeah.
That will be his photo, and underneath will be say Despicable Me.
Yeah, I mean,
why would a person just be, you know what, they think they're untouchable when they do stuff like that? Oh, I can just say anything I want. They're just students. I can denigrate the military. What if he'd done that to a religion, if he had said that?
Yeah, I mean,
or a race.
I don't think he's really realized what he's done. But the problem is this is for him, this has gone national. So he can't even, like, move out of that city and start over because everybody's going to know who he is.
Yeah,
so.
He shows up, if he gets into the job teaching, what they're going to do is, hey, aren't you the one that hates the military?
And he deserves everything he gets. That's just
anything. I think he should go work for you know,
I mean,
is it Home Depot that was founded by a former Marine? So.
And Sue, you were listening to it too, right? I mean, he was cussing at the kids. I mean,
was letting them have it with both barrels.
I mean,
the words he was using are just terrible.
The way he presented it, the context, everything was just completely unprofessional, uncalled for, and despicable.
Despicable.
You talk about the lowest of the low. That guy needs to look in the mirror.
You know what? He may have set the bar lower than anybody. You know, when you hear something like this. And you know what? And I applaud that kid. He didn't argue with me. He just said, fine, this is what I have to put up with every day, Dad. You know, this is the guy that I come in here. You know, you have other teachers back years ago, because he got in trouble before, back in like 5 or 6 years ago. But, the thing about it is that in the day of telephones and videos and recordings, I mean, it shouldn't be that you'd be afraid to speak in a class and say things. But when you start to denigrate something like that, you know, like I say things here on the radio, like, you know, like Ruffalo, you know, you keep using him, Pudjo down there, that's calling you the under, well, I don't know who you voted for, but calling people that voted for Trump deplorable underbelly of America. You know, I mean, this whole thing is just, you know, it's so far below my radar, these guys. But I also think is that if we don't address it up at our level here, then just say that it means that somehow we agree with them. And to have somebody like this guy Salcido say this without really making a big point of saying this man needs to be punished, and I don't mean to ruin his family, I don't mean he needs to be beaten up or anything like this, but he needs to have a wake-up call. There's a lot of people that think what he said was deplorable, despicable, and that he needs to pay for that.
Yeah, and I think that young man needs to be lauded. I mean, that young man, it will be a perfect Marine, because he kept his cool. He didn't say what he was thinking. He had the wherewithal to pull out his phone and quietly record it
and hit the target.
I think he's going to be an asset to whatever branch is lucky enough to have him. And I think that's
Marines.
That's what this country is built on, is people like that.
People like you and like so many other people in this town, it's built on that. Come back. They do their part. They come back and they go to work. They don't stand out there in the corner and say, you know, hey, pat me on the back. They just come back. They do their job. So many of them came back from Vietnam, but such in that type of atmosphere, where it was just the people hated the warrior instead of hating the politician. They came back. They didn't even tell people they were in the service. I hear these stories all the time that kids say, I didn't even know my dad had been in the service until I was like 18.
Yeah.
You know, because they were, you know, they had come back. They just, you know, had swallowed it. And they went off and they lived their lives. Anyway, okay, we used the first 15 or 10 minutes of this talking about this idiot down in Pico Rivera. So we're going to come right back with Mark's story right after these messages.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bont and Sue McClain. Linda is on expedition today, and the time is 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 37 degrees, going up 65 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Wellgate Sports Club is bringing us this segment of the show. Wellgate Sports Club, the only saltwater indoor pool in town. You want to save some wear and tear on your joints and ligaments. Get in and work out in the pool with Catherine Cowling. Not only that, you know, they have all of the different apparatuses you can think of there. Spinning classes, spinning yoga classes, they have it all. Absolutely clean, great professional help in there. And Boheme Spa. One of the deals they have there is that you get two visits to Boheme Spa and working out. So when you go in there, Mark goes in, works out, goes in, has a facial. And he feels so much better when he comes up. Sometimes he has a pedi. Wellgate Sports Club, corner of Eureka and Court Street, right there. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and a friend of mine. It was until a few minutes ago. Second Tuesday Club is coming, right?
It is.
Just 2 months, and just a moment ago, he was my friend.
Every second Tuesday, yes. Every second Tuesday, we match up with and partner with a local restaurant, and then they donate a portion of the proceeds of the dinner. Normally, it's dinner to Haven Humane Society, helping us save the animals. So. In February, it is going to be Upper Crest Pizza on Churton Creek. It'll be from 5 to 9, and that's February 13th. So come on in to Upper Crest between 5 and 9 on the 13th. Have some great pizza. They've got fantastic pizza over there and calzones and all kinds of other stuff to eat there. And then a portion of the proceeds goes to help out us with the animals. And you can also go to our website at havenhumane.org, and you can download the brochure of all the 2018 restaurants. Under the Donate and Volunteer heading. So, yeah, come on out. I use it. Tina and I meet some friends every month. It's our monthly get-together, and we go out there, and we have a good time with our friends and eat, and then part of the proceeds go back to help the animals, which is great. So, good times.
Cool. It is. It's a great time. Okay, you got an open house coming.
Yeah, we got an open house coming on February 24th. That's going to be Saturday. It's going to be from 10 to noon. The presentation starts at 10 a.m., and that's where I'm going to go over pretty much the numbers of how we did in 2017, kind of some of the projects that we've completed and some of the projects that we have moving forward. We're going to talk about one of them here in a little while, what the next steps in our life-saving efforts are going to be. You know, how close are we to no-kill? Where are we in that? How close are we to a North State with no more homeless pets? And you know, where we're going from there. So that starts at 10 o'clock. Once I'm done with the presentation, we usually have some treats and stuff for folks. And then I will give a tour to however many people want the tour of Haven. We had about 20 people take the tour last year, which was good. It was kind of a big group. And if we have more, then we can split it up with a couple different people, giving the tour.
If you haven't taken a tour of Haven, you need to do that. You need to see all the things they've done. It will strike you as being extremely clean, but also a lot of caring going on there from the people that help out there. You know, it's hard for me to be there because I want to take every one of them home. Okay, maybe not that one, but I want to take almost every one of them home. I realize you had potbelly pigs there.
We did.
Amy took. She said she took one of them.
Yes,
maybe
she did.
Took two. Of
she
them.
Took. I think she took two.
She
of
took
them.
Two of yeah. them home. So I mean, how hard is it, Mark? I mean, you are a guy that loves animals. I know that, and you love you know, animals like pitties and others. I mean, it must be tough to sit there and to see all these great little animals there.
Yeah, it is. But there's nothing more rewarding than seeing a family that's a perfect match for an animal come in and find that animal and take them home and then hear from them. I hear from people that I adopted animals to 8 years ago in Tehama County, and I still hear from them. They still send me emails and updates every year.
Pictures.
Pictures. One of the dogs, I just got pictures right before the holidays. And, this was 7.5, 8 years ago. When I first got into animal care, and, you know, she was a young dog. She was probably, I don't know, maybe 2. And, you know, now I look at the pictures, and she's got gray in the muzzle, and it, you know, it's great. And she still talks about her like she's a puppy, and she's so spoiled rotten. But, I mean, there's tons of them like that. So, yeah, it's difficult. But, and I think that's one of the hardest things with the volunteers is people think that as a volunteer they're going to come in and they're going to want to adopt all the animals. Well, you know, you kind of do, but, you know, realistically, you know, you can't.
You know you can't, yeah.
But because of their hard work, because of the staff's hard work, we're able to have these animals longer, and we're able to keep them sane and healthy and happy while they wait for that perfect family to come in.
Because you get them out so they don't get in the kennel too much, and they get loved on, they get affection.
Tons of great programs, many of which our volunteers are running, and, yeah, they give them so much love. And so we've been able to have dogs longer. Especially and cats. And when they find that forever home, I mean, there's not a dry eye in the place. I mean, it's from the top down, we're all tearing up. When we see some of these dogs that, you know, we've come to know really well, and they're going to a great home. And so it's all worth it. And, you know, back to the tour, I think the one thing that I get every time I take a tour, and I don't, without exception, they always go, I didn't realize how much you do. I didn't realize how big your facility was and what the scope of responsibilities you guys have is. So I would definitely encourage people to come out. It's a good time to see what the actual numbers are. I'm very transparent. We are very transparent because that's super important. And we talk about all that and then get a tour and visit the facility.
Super. Now, one of the things that makes it, and you've just said it like 4 times, is your volunteers. So you've got how do you volunteer? I know there's an orientation and everything.
There is. So our next volunteer orientation is actually this Saturday, which is February 3rd, and that's going to be at 10 a.m. And then the next one would be Friday, February 26th at 5:15 p.m., and that's in Haven's classroom, which is Building B, which is the first building when you come in the parking lot. And we just hired a brand new volunteer coordinator named Rhonda, who is fantastic. She just moved to the area recently. She was a military spouse, Marine, just retired. And so she just retired too. And that's how she talks about it. Now she wants to do something.
Oh, another one of those deplorables moving to our area then. Another one of that ugly underbelly.
What was I thinking?
What would you do in hiring a veteran's wife? She's, you know what? They're the low of the low.
Yeah, she's amazing. And, I think she's going to do a lot for volunteers, and she now is full-time, whereas we had Wendell part-time before. And Wendell, I want to wish him luck. He's re-retiring. I pulled him out of retirement to be our volunteer coordinator, but he's still going to be on our facility and on the grounds as a volunteer probably as much as he is now. He's just going to be walking dogs and hanging out with people, which is what he
doesn't
wants to
have
do.
He doesn't have to do all the paperwork and keeping all that.
Right, and that's what he wanted.
You know what? I congratulate you on hiring a veteran's wife. Because, you know, he just retired, retired from Marines, and they just moved up here?
Yeah, she did, yeah. So, okay. I congratulate her, and I thanked her for her service, because you and I both know, I don't think the spouses of the military, active duty military people get enough support. I could not have done my 20 years without the support of Tina. I thank her all the time for it. So, you know, I know that Rhonda and her husband, you know, he was counting on her, and we can't do as military members what we need to do if we don't have somebody at home taking care of the kids, taking care of the stuff, and that's a big responsibility. So, you know, I thanked her for her service.
All we had to do was deploy and be out there with our buddies and get to shoot guns.
Exactly. They had to do the hard stuff.
You know, things get, the sewers, you know, sewer backs up or all this stuff. They take care of that. I mean, that's the tough stuff. We were out there painting our face. Anyway, okay.
So I like hiring veterans, and I like
Well, you know what you get too, especially with the spouses, because they can roll with the punches.
We actually just, and this isn't in our notes, but our animal control officer, Travis McIver, just got promoted to sergeant. We haven't had a sergeant in our ranks for animal control for about three, almost 4 years now. And Travis is retired Army, and he's been working for us for over a year, almost 2 years, I think. And we just promoted him to sergeant, so we have a sergeant in our ranks for the first time in quite some time. And so, again, another veteran.
Yeah, you know what? And we always look for veterans to hire around this place. We've got veterans here and veterans' wives here. So anyway, okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security, why North State Security? How about because they are the best firm that you could have to provide protection to your business and to your home. The state, city of Reading has them running, doing the bike patrols on the trail. They're guarding the power plants. They do the Colt 45 games. They have all types of things they do. And they're looking for officers. They're looking for officers that they can train and become part of their family there. Over 125 officers, well over 250 clients. All of this at North State Security, providing an ounce of protection since 1968. Give them a call at 243-0295. We'll be right back with Mark Story.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Ba. Linda is on exploration, expedition, assignment. She's got it all today.
There it is.
Oh, she cut it off. Wait, just, just
you,
too early.
You know, you can keep that going just a little bit.
A little bit more.
A little bit
more. One of my all-time favorite songs.
No, I don't want that. We're here. We know, let's not push our luck, okay? Hey, just pushing the show.
I finally got it down.
Okay. That was awesome.
Okay, 8:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know what? It's a better-known business. It's right there off of Athens Avenue, and you're not going to find a better place to get a haircut. Yep, that's it. It's no place better than that. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Love those guys. And if you don't need a haircut, I'm going down. I think I'm going to try and get down there today. If you don't need a haircut, just go down and sit down. You know, Mark, you should go down there and recharge your testosterone batteries down there. Just sit in there and just absorb.
I dropped my dad off there once, walked out with a beard.
He came out with a beard.
So much testosterone. I'm like, wow, and my voice just lowered. I didn't sue.
Yeah, Linda walked in. She says, uh-oh, awesome. There's hair on my chest. And she turned around and walked out. Okay.
That was awesome.
That was good. I like that. Okay. If you all don't know, Sue McLean is with us and joined our happy team here and does our news, Sue McLean News Hour. And plus, she's starting to be the one that keeps us all together in one spot. She's become the din mom of all the craziness that goes around here. But now we threw her in here to this where she's having to run the board with us while Bob, Bob and Brenda are in the, Brenda's having a procedure today. And then, next week, you're going to be in for a while.
Monday and Tuesday. And this was great.
Yeah. And
this was fun. Like this. I almost want to say, Bob, take tomorrow off. I want to do one more day.
Well, he may. Maybe she needs some. Anyway,
maybe she needs another day.
Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane and a veteran. Thank you for your service there, buddy.
Thank you, Pierce.
Well,
thanks for the support.
You know, it's one of those things when people thank me. And I know you're the same way. It's like, you know what? It's an honor to serve this country.
Absolutely.
And I truly believe that.
I agree.
Okay, we've talked about a number of things, but you know what? Dog licensing, which I think is just another way of the bureaucratic state to take advantage of us. However, it is the law.
I think the reason that there's licensing is because it's the only way to verify that they have a current rabies vaccination. That's why you license your dogs. If you don't have a current rabies vaccination, you don't have a current license. You can't legally have a current license without a current rabies vaccination. It goes off of the rabies vaccination date. That's why you have to license your dogs.
Just to make sure that you have a lot of people, I know a lot of people get their rabies vaccinations and they just don't get a license.
But where's that
money go to?
That may be. You know where the money goes? It doesn't go to us.
No, I know that. That's what I mean. It's too. You know what? If the license fees went to you, I could really push having people do that.
City of Anderson, it does go to us, but okay. City of Reading and Shasta County does not go to us. It goes back to them. So it's part
General
of the
fund?
Contract that they go back. I don't know where it goes to
know.
Them.
Oh, just wondering. Okay, February 13th.
Yeah, so it's February 13th is our dog licensing clinic, our first one of the year, from 2 to 9 p.m. or 2 to 4 p.m. at Haven. Please don't come in after 4. If your dog is current on a rabies vaccine, please bring the certificate. Licenses for City of Reading, City of Anderson, and Shasta County will be available. And rabies vaccinations are available for $8 at the clinic. Microchipping is available for both dogs and cats for $20. Cats, make sure you bring them in a carrier. We actually had one cat get loose in the parking lot yesterday, bringing it to the clinic. Luckily, we were able to get the cat, and we still were able to get the cat and went home safely.
That's a Tuesday, by the way, the 13th.
Yes, it's the same one as our second Tuesday.
Okay.
And then the next clinic will be March 20th, which will be in Cottonwood. And you can get our schedule of our clinics as well on our webpage.
This is a good deal for getting your shots. And
yeah, absolutely. It's easy. It's one stop.
And microchipping. You know, here's the thing about microchipping. How many times has Amy brought in this just a beautiful little dog or dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Bigger dogs, smaller dogs. And she says they belong to somebody. I mean, they're well kept. They're just – and they were found. And – but there's no way nobody came in to claim them, maybe, you know, for whatever reason. But if they had a microchip on them, you could find the parents.
Or
a license.
You could
find the owners. Or a license. You could find
the
owners.
They're required to wear their license as well.
Yeah. So
but either one of those. License is the the thing with licenses is they can lose their collar. The license can break and come off if they're out. But microchips, they can't lose them once they're in. So they might move a little bit, but most of the newer generation ones don't move too much. We scan the whole body. So
Do the microchips do that goes underneath the skin?
Yeah, it's just a little injection. It goes right behind the neck.
Did it hurt? You when you did it?
No, when Tina had me microchipped, it didn't hurt too bad.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
So if you get found, they can. you can microchip.
I think it's actually a tracker that she put in me. Just wants to know where I'm at. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were talking about. You remember when you were in service? They were talking about microchipping us, putting a microchip in you. That had all your health data on it. So if you were wounded, they could come in and scan it in case you had, it was a big battle when people were coming in and they couldn't find you. they didn't have time to go through all the data. And they're talking about that, microchipping all your health, all your health and all the other stuff, putting that in you.
I've heard of that, and then they were thinking about, expanding that type of possible program to maybe prisoners. Now, though, it seems like military members have been wearing the Fitbits, or not the Fitbits, but those exercise programs.
And they're tracking them.
And now it looks like, so they're telling them not to wear them anymore.
If their supervisors just know who they are, it shouldn't really be a big deal.
It's not a big thing. But here's the other thing, too, is that I can tell you right now, I could sell microchips for kids. If you know what? You know why?
Microchips don't track. Microchips don't have an ID on them.
I know, but see, I could sell the fact that what happens if your child gets lost?
I'm telling
and
you.
And here's a way that they can be. And you know what? And and here it is that you can. And it's an invasion of privacy. But how many parents would do that? Just put a little microchip in your kid. So if anything happened, they showed up missing, and the kid goes to a doctor or anything, and or they come into school and they're all microchipped. Mm-hmm. I'm not microchipped, but they're just scanned, and then you find out that this kid. Anyway. Okay, moving right on.
Microchips is a good idea, definitely.
For dogs.
For dogs, yes.
Yes, elk killer. For pets.
Yeah, elk killer has got a microchip.
All of the dogs and cats that we adopt out are all microchipped. That's all part of the adoption fee.
Cool. Okay, Doggy Dash.
Yes, Doggy Dash. So Doggy Dash is going to be Saturday, March 24th. I'm sorry, it says...
22nd.
No, it's 30. Saturday, March 24th.
Okay.
Registration ends Thursday, the 22nd. So it's going to be at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It's going to be our Doggy Dash. We have a 5K and a 10K. It's a fun walk run. Bring your dog and have fun. It's the only dog-friendly run in the area. The entry fee is only $25, and it's free to children under 10. Check-in starts at 8 a.m. on race day. The race starts at 9:15. Online registration closes at 11 p.m. on Thursday, March 22nd. But participants may also register the day of the event from 8 a.m. till 8:45. We ask you to get there early, though, if you're going to register, because last year we had a lot of registration on the day of. It's great if you can pre-register. Pre-registration is strongly encouraged. There is a link on the pop-up window on our website and in the events section as well, so you can get on there. And it's registration through, I think it's called Active, and it's a website that people use. So it is a certified 5K and 10K, so the hardcore runners, it is a certified 5K and 10K run, which is something that is not always seen when it comes to being certified. It's early in the race season still, so a lot of runners will come out, and we encourage them to come out, and they can get their time started early on because it's only in March. But you can bring your dogs, which is great. Last year we had 200 runners, and we probably had about 80 dogs show up, which was fantastic. So we're hoping for more than that this year. It's a lot of fun. The money goes to help out the animals. It's a beautiful course that we've got laid out. It goes through the arboretum and everything. It's really, really nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring your newest?
My Pity. I hadn't thought of that, but...
That's 3 miles, though. Right, you got a 10K and a 5K.
I don't actually get to run it because I'm working.
No,
but you know what? Tina will probably bring a dog, so we might bring her. We might bring her, yeah, because it would be good exposure.
Mark's got a baby.
It would be
Mark's
good exposure for Sprite to come out. So
yeah. Sprite,
Her name's Sprite. It would be good exposure for her to come out. So yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. I might bring her out for that. But it's a lot of fun. So please register. We really want to make this a big event. And make it one where people can come out and bring their four-legged family member, their dog, that they probably walk and run anyway, and come on out. If you're a hardcore runner, it's certified. If you're not, You just want to come out and walk. That's fantastic.
And if you don't want to walk the whole distance, who cares? What you've done is you've entered and you've helped Haven Humane. You've helped these dogs and cats and snakes and chickens and everything else that comes. Everything else that comes to your gate. Have you had a llama come through yet, or alpaca?
Yes, we have had alpacas since I've been there. I don't think we've had a llama, but we have had alpacas come through.
How many?
I want to say we had two or three come in.
What do you do? People adopt them?
We know a bunch of people that do alpacas, so we contacted them, but I think we actually found the homes of those. Yeah.
So I guess my question is, how did they get there? I mean, did someone just... I couldn't imagine just throwing one in the back of my car and saying, I think I'm going to drop it by. I mean...
Most of the time, with animals just... like that, animal control picks them up.
Okay.
So it's either the county officers will pick it up.
Boy, that would be hard to wrangle.
Yeah.
What'd you do today? I got a llama.
Well, we actually, I think still the oddest thing for me is we got a huge tortoise that came in that was like, I don't know, 100 pound plus tortoise. I mean, he was huge. I know we're on radio, but he was probably, oh gosh, I don't know.
Three feet across?
Yeah, maybe 2 feet, 2.5 feet across, and probably 3 feet long. And he was a stray. And
a stray.
And I'm like, come on,
it's not
no
like
way.
You couldn't chase it down
no,
or anything.
That's the problem. That's the problem is I've been educated on it. You can't, because whenever they get into that season, the mating season, they will dig their way out and they're gone.
I've lost turtles before like that. They were in the backyard. You see them all the time. And then one day they're gone.
Wow.
And the owners came in and got him like 3 days later or 4 days later. Cause they're like, oh yeah, okay. We didn't know he was here. And you know, here we are trying to find a place for, I mean, you know, where you put 100+ pound, you know, tortoise, but we put it in our pig pen that we've got out there, and it was fine. So,
wow.
It was huge.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Alpacas and turtles.
Learn things new every day.
Well, you have horses and cows, and you have lots of chickens out there. I mean, you've had all types of stuff that you have to take care of. Yeah. All right, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break. You know, when you I love it. When you start thinking about this and the different things that you get out there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Started right here in Redding, and the owner, retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, is here, and he's opening up in two more counties. And so at this point, you know, he's going to probably at some point be teaching in every county in California. But if you're looking for CCW training, complete CCW training, you're looking for tactical rifle, if you're looking for advanced pistol, any of these, check out his website at usgunpro.com or give him a call, 530-999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a very special Valentine's night, February 14th. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. $55 per couple with your club card. Free slot play, steak and lobster, champagne and dessert. Sound delicious? Limited seating on Valentine's night with a 4 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. reservation. Call 243-3377 for your Valentine's reservation today.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear put directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
No more time. Each tear that falls from my eyes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and the studios at KCNR 1460. Oh, thanks for the applause. Thanks for the applause. You know, I...
That was a golf clap.
That was a golf clap. No, that wasn't a polite one there. I'm back here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. You know what? They just admitted in the British news agency, not British, but a German news agency, when they were doing this, you know, they're having this, they had the big meeting of all the world leaders and all this. That when they had when Trump was talking, that they took some booze that were in there and they amplified the sound when they were doing their story on TV. So why would you do that? Well, we just wanted people, in case they couldn't hear it, to, you know, because our reporter said that some people booed him, but nobody could hear it, so we had to amplify the sound.
Wow.
And then they said, wait a minute. Reporters in print, they will circle a portion of a picture that's taken to back up what they're saying. So it could be like over here, all these people are, you know, it's empty. And right there is just some people. Say, oh, all these people were here for Hillary. No, they weren't. Anyway, Mark Story doesn't, you know, he doesn't, when I say these things, it doesn't mean that Mark Story is agreeing with me when I say these things.
No, it doesn't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's going to go up to 65 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Tomorrow's going to be really nice. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And, Mark, we talked about Doggy Dash and,
yes,
you know, Facebook.
Yeah, so our Facebook page is great, and we really encourage people to come like our Facebook page because thanks to our Facebook family, we've been able to network more and more dogs and cats and all the other animals we talk about. And so when they're lost, they get found easier because somebody might know the family, or they might be one of our Facebook family, and they come in and get it. And when they are adoptable, then they get networked better. So please come on. If you haven't liked us, please like us. And we do sponsorships, too. So every 200 likes, we actually sponsor an animal for adoption, which is great. And then I do want to let people know that we will be closed on Monday, February 19th for President's Day. So that was one of our holidays that we close for, one of our rare ones. I think we have 7 days that we do that a year. So that's one of them.
I just want people to know, too, if you like the Facebook page, it has nothing to do with Mark. It's Haven Humane.
That's correct.
Okay? Which
that's
is good.
Correct.
If you're liking KCNR 14.6, it has nothing to do with me, thank God. Which is probably why we have the many likes as we have. Okay. Here's the big thing. We got a few minutes left. The kitten nursery.
Yes.
Now, you know, here's the thing about Haven Humane. There's nothing, you know, they don't say things. And then all of a sudden, there's that new adopt, the new building that was out there for the adoptions and all this. And now, here comes the kitty nursery.
Yeah, so our biggest, you know, I've talked about it before, our biggest hurdles to achieving our goal of no kill, but also North State with no more homeless pets have always been pit bulls, which we're doing great with those. Feral cats, we've got some programs that we're working on for those, and unweaned kittens. And so the kitten nursery is designed to help us save those unweaned kittens that we aren't otherwise able to save yet. And the kitten nursery is, we broke ground last week or a couple weeks ago, and then we had rain. So we got it on hold, but they're supposed to start doing the work this week, looks like. And, you know, I know we need rain, and I'm bummed that we're not getting rain. But for somebody who's building
think about the Sheridan, what happened to them. Yeah, remember that?
But for somebody who's building a kitten nursery, I am super pleased because now it looks like we're not going to rain for at least 2 to 3 weeks. And that should be enough time for them to build that foundation on the building, which is what we need. Because I'm told once they get that done, they can keep going on it. So the kitten nursery is going to be an 1,100-square-foot building that we're building. And it's going to be primarily consist of a nursery where we can save the bottle babies. So we're going to need more foster parents because we'd like to outgrow that and have foster parents taking care of that. And we're going to need volunteers to help us staff that building. But in the long run, we're going to be able to save more lives, and that's what this is all about. And so we're really, really excited about this kitten nursery opening up. So initially, we were hoping to get this opened March, April timeframe. Now we're looking more like June, July. But that's okay.
It's going to open. It's progress. You're moving forward, buddy.
It's going to open, and we're really, really excited to have it because that will, like I said, allow us to save more animals' lives, and that's what our ultimate goal is. So we're excited, and we want to thank all of our supporters and donors and our entire team for helping make this a reality for us. And moving forward, we know we're looking for more and more ways to save lives.
What's been the hardest part about when you're trying to do this for the kitty nursery?
You mean like building it and stuff?
Well, but you know, from the concept, I guess it's like this, Mark. You know, you're like most military people. You've got a plan, and most of the time it's a pretty meticulous plan with, okay, here's my goals, here's my intermediate goals, my intermediate objectives before I reach the final objective. So when you came in and took over, and you know you had Ray John that was in here, and then you know and Ray John was trying to reset it from way what had happened before with it, and then you came in and there was a basis there, and so you started building. When you first came in, I realized it was you're going to tell me it's tsunami, but when you came in. When you started planning on this and then you've come, okay, I've gotten to this point, has that kitten nursery always been out there someplace?
Yeah, great question. I think the kitten nursery has been kind of in our minds for about 3 to 4 years, and I've been at Haven now for 5 years next month. Mm-hmm. So, it is something that we've definitely been working on. And like most plans, the plan for the feral cats, that's a plan that we were working on for a while too. So, things take, I am very methodical when I plan stuff. And so, things have to be lined up just right. And the kitten nursery finally got lined up. Clearly it's taking longer than I would have liked, but it's making progress. And that's what the important thing is. So, these things don't just happen overnight. These are things, and this is an expensive thing that we're having to find funding for and everything else, so it wasn't easy to do it as it is. But we're excited to have it moving forward now. And, so this is probably 3 to 4 years in the making. So when it opens, we're going to be thrilled.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing about that is the final, from the back, I know it's always been in your head for the no-kill. And this is another step, like you said, to get us to that point. Because nobody likes to think of animals just, being euthanized because people are too stupid. So the fact is okay, it gives us another chance to help here. And then another way of cutting back on the animals out there. So that they're taken care of, the feral cats are being captured, they're being neutered, they're being put back out there. And this is a long-term thing, though, something like that. But the kitten nursery, like you said, gives you an opportunity to keep some more.
It does, and it's twofold. So, it's going to save the cats, the kittens that we have now. But it's also going to give us another opportunity to educate the community on the importance of spay-neuter. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a stupid problem. I think it's an... I didn't know about a problem. I think in a lot of cases they're just not educated on how important it is. And that's why if they came down for the open house on February 24th, hit that again, 10 o'clock and see the scope of what we do and how many animals we take care of every year, you know, I think that'd be a wake-up call for some folks and go, holy cow, I really do need to spay and neuter. Like, this is something that we all need to be responsible for. And mm-hmm. we do. And, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. We are fixing problems that we have had for 50, 75 years, and we're just now fixing them. So we're not going to fix a 50-year problem in 5 years. We're going to fix a 50-year problem in hopefully 20 years. But the important thing is this community, which is just such a supportive community, wants us to be no-kill, mm-hmm. wants us to save more lives. And so they're helping us move forward as a team because our team grows every single day. I say it all the time. You know, it's our staff, it's our volunteers, it's our adopters, it's our rescue partners, it's our media partners, it's our social media partners, it's, you know, it's everybody. It's our community partners with the cities and the county. And all of us together are moving forward towards this ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets. And that's the only way that we're going to achieve that goal. So, you know, we just keep plugging along. And, you know, last year we saved more animals' lives than ever before. And we hope in 2018 that we'll save more animals' lives than ever before once again. So we want to continue to raise that bar every year. And the kitten nursery sets us in a position to where we can really raise that bar again and really save a lot more cats' lives. And that's what our goal is.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, of the all the animals that have come through there and all the ones who have come through our offices here yeah. with Amy and different kinds. And, you know, I just I think the community appreciates it so much. You know, like that, you know, when we saw the something like this, there's a dead raccoon. We made a call. 20 minutes later, or 15 minutes later, there you guys were heading up there yep. to pick it up. And, you know, so you got to appreciate that somebody that needs to do that. And your people are the ones that, and you, of course, as their leader, are the ones that take care of a lot of this community. So thanks a lot, Marky.
No, thank you.
Okay, tomorrow, we're going to have a guy by the name of Chuck Kinney. You know, Shasta Gas Propane is going to be with us, I hope, if he's in town. And we want to talk about not just the business and how it's expanded, how he's won the award for hiring veterans, but also his experiences in the military. Not only the deplorable guys that's come out and built a great business and hired people, but what he's doing to also find MIAs that are there and his thoughts on those. All of that tomorrow Wednesday. Everybody, hey, it's going to be a great day today. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? And Preston Sharp is going to be on national TV tonight with President Trump in the State of the Union.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. White House officials hoping the president can stress growth in the U.S. economy tonight in the State of the Union speech. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders appearing on NBC's Today Show.
The economy will be front and center. We've had a historic year, record-breaking moments throughout the year, in large part due to the president's leadership on deregulation and a huge capstone at the end of the year with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.